The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Hi, koi, 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 at a tip of the morning to you. Did you have yourself a wonderful St. Patty's Day yesterday? How many of you had the corned beef? You know, that's not really an Irish tradition. They don't do corned beef over there. I don't know. Maybe you knew that. Maybe you didn't. I don't know. Hey, it's Monday mornings, 1 minute after the hour of 7 Central Time where we are. And I'm glad you're joining us. News of note. We still have our spring sale, 10% off site-wide going on with free shipping with orders $250 and up. We got the detox clay powder, the oxy powder, the vitamin B12, and the quercetin back in stock. And, of course, the 6 bottles of acid reflux made by Global Healing Center. This is on closeout from Global Healing Center. They expire in May of this year. So that means you got time to take them. All right, 6 bottles left at 20% off. So, you know, to help us get rid of that, and they still work. They're good. Just because they say expiration date, you know, most of these have a shelf life of 2 or 3 years, so not to worry. And, of course, you know, anybody that's got prayer requests, you know where to go to the community tab on thepowerhour.com and then click on prayer requests, and you're there. TalkStream Live, the best way to listen to us on the TalkStreamLive.com app. You can download it that way. Rick Satellite, still giving away that dish. Don't know when yet, but you still have a chance to get your letters in to let us know why you'd like to win. Make sure you include your name, address, and phone number. You can email us at support@thepowerhour.com or send it to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri 65814. And of course, you know, we appreciate your donations because we're 100% reader-supported platform and show. And if you want that Vitamir toothpaste when you donate $25, best way to do that is to call the 877-817-9829 number between 8 and 4 Central and make the donation via phone call. That way we can get you that free Vitamir toothpaste and we'll ship it to you for free. That simple. You can, of course, watch the Power Hour video replay each day on Rumble or by clicking the videos tab on thepowerhour.com. That'll get you there. That way you can actually see the expressions like the one I had last week when we had last Friday. If you were listening to Friday's show, you know how crazy that got, right? You can watch the reaction because I'm literally rolling the eyes in the back of the head. Don Jeffries is going to be joining us today. You know Donald. He's been on the show before. We talked about a lot of neat things. So, you know, make sure you tune in next hour. It's going to be fun. And of course, you can go to thepowerhour.com and on the right hand side towards the bottom, you see a form to leave a review. Yep, that's right. So if you have internet now, you can leave a review for how we're doing, what you like or don't like, or what you'd like to see or don't see. You're thinking about ordering from the Power Mall for the first time. Guess what? You get a first 10 discount, 10% off just by using the code FIRST, the number 10 at checkout. It also applies to phone orders. When you call up and somebody answers, 877-817-9829, you can request a Power Mall catalog while you're at it if you don't have internet and you can't look, see what's there. Let's see, what else? Besides the fact we're a proud partner of U.S. Coin Capital, we have a lot of other partners as well. This new one, Pepper Beef, Prepper Beef. Let's do that right. It's Pepper Beef. I mean, if you want to add pepper to it, it's called Steak au Poivre, French name for pepper steak. Right. I mean, it's loaded with pepper, believe it or not. I used to fix that. I know. It's one of the thing. Many things I did when I was going to college is I worked doing flaming tableside dishes. And I took steak and rubbed peppercorns in it and fried it right there at the tableside, French cuisine. Le Jardin. That was the name of the place. It's closed now. But back in the 70s, that's what I did, you know, and I was pouring flaming tableside drinks and all that alcohol into one glass or another. It's always fun when you pour it on your hand and you're shaking your hands on fire and somebody comes over, the maitre d' comes over and throws a towel over it and it goes, whoops. It's always a lot of fun. Anyway, Prepper freeze dried beef from Prepper Beef. All right. That's available. They're one of our new partners. Yeah. Powers. I'm thinking of Austin Powers. Blimey. All right. Yeah. So the gourmet freeze-dried goodness Patriot approved beef supplier. They have a place, lots of acreage in Lorena, Texas. And I had quite the conversation with them. They have 100% natural ribeye and sirloin with an impressive shelf life of 10 years. I bought some myself. It's veteran-owned, and guess what? The best part is there's no mRNA in it because they don't do those kinds of jabs on their cows. It's real as it gets, folks. Prepper Beef. Yep. If you're going to go there, please take the 5 minutes or so to call our emails. Let us know you did so we can get credit because that's how it works, you know, with any of our partners. And, of course, we're on social media as well. For those of you who want to sign up, thepowermall.com, thepowerhour.com, click the newsletter tab, and you get those absolutely free. And, of course, the forum is there on the community tab, and you click forum, and you go share your thoughts and comments with other listeners. That easy. Moving on to world news here at 6 minutes after the hour. As expected, Vladimir Putin has clinched another 6 years as the Russian president. Amid apparent protests throughout Russia, the election took place amid attacks within Russia by Ukrainian missiles and drones, which have killed several people. Polling happened in a very tightly controlled environment where Putin only faced competition from three token rivals, and any public criticism of his war in Ukraine was, of course, stifled, according to news reports. Independent Russian media posts images of spoiled ballots posted by voters with killer and thief inscribed on one and waiting for you in The Hague written on another, that sort of stuff. You know, they got protesting going on. The polling took place over 3 days at polling stations across the vast country's 11 time zones in illegally annexed regions of Ukraine and online. So while the polls closed last night in Russia, voting continued at some embassies around the world. And of course, everybody took to the streets in places like Berlin, where they displayed a figure of Putin in a bath of blood with the Ukrainian flag on the side alongside shredded ballots and ballot boxes. Okay. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, the protest lines also formed around noon Sunday around Russian diplomatic missions in London, Berlin, Paris, Milan, Belgrade, and other cities with large Russian communities, many of whom left after Putin's invasions of Ukraine because they thought, well, this is leading up to World War III. We don't want that. So they took off. We get that. In Iceland, a volcanic eruption Saturday evening near the town of Grindavik, which nearly 4,000 people live, prompted evacuations. People were evacuated from the Blue Lagoon Thermal Spa. Just imagine sitting in there and all of a sudden the volcano goes off and starts spewing lava. And of course, per the authorities, eruption burst through a fissure in the earth approximately 2 miles long in the Reykjanes Peninsula, noting the eruption was the fourth in 3 months. And of course, then they evacuated everybody from the Blue Lagoon Thermal Spa and from the town of Grindavik. Aerial footage shows the eruption with significant lava flow and smoke rising into the sky, causing law enforcement officials to declare a state of emergency. Of course, it's nothing new for them. Been no confirmations of any deaths, fortunately, because everybody over there is common sense. Yeah, they don't sit there and vacuum their rugs knowing that an incoming nuke is headed their direction. But what are you doing vacuuming the rug, honey? Well, I got to make the house clean for the incoming nuke. Okay. Yeah, see, it's not like that. That sounds stupid, doesn't it? I mean, why would do you want to talk about stupid is as stupid does? This may be entertainment value to some of you. It may not to others, but Toronto police told their residents to leave their car keys at their front doors for thieves to take in order to lessen the risk of getting physically attacked vis-a-vis a home invasion. Yeah, as soon as they said that, this is City News Toronto reporting, and the backlash, it just went crazy. Yeah, Constable Marco Riccardi, or could be Ricciardi, advised residents in Etobicoke in a safety meeting last month to leave their key fobs and Faraday pouches in convenient places for thieves to take in order to lessen the risk of physical violence over the fobs. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and then, of course, you know, they have to warn the residents, too, about why they do that. Well, a lot of them they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns. They're real guns. They're loaded. Oh, darn. You know, this is what happens when you take away everybody's guns and they can't defend themselves. So now they're telling you to leave your key fobs at the door after they take your guns away because only the criminals have guns, right? They just admitted it. This is bizarre, one commenter wrote. Toronto police advising the public to leave your fobs near the door. They suggest this because invaders are primarily entering homes to steal your cars. Why not hang your keys outside the door? Better yet, just leave them in the car. City Toronto said another user added, this is failed state-level insanity. Hey, guys, do you mind making it easier for people to steal your cars so they won't break into your house instead? Thanks. Some other reactions. Canada is gone, one commenter said. The entire planet has gone bat-woke crazy, another user declared. Yeah, I couldn't say that total word, but you know what I mean. The Ottawa police are useless and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police are compromised. The Toronto police are corrupted. The Supreme Court is woke. Canada's in real trouble, another commenter said. Gee, I wonder if they're going to track any of those people down. Go knock on their door and pleasantly invite them over to the prison cells. Yeah. Why did you make that comment online? Oh, because it's true. We don't care about the truth here. You see, that's how kind of it's working in the U.S. now, isn't it? Yep. Okay. A Pentagon commander, this would be Air Force General Gregory Gillott, told a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing there's been a lot of incursions of drones along the southern U.S. border and could not state the actual number of times drone activities occurred, but said it's in the thousands per month. General said he hasn't seen any of them manifest in a threat to the level of national security, but he sees the potential only growing. And sadly, the U.S. military, according to the general, has no foolproof plans to effectively deal with drone incursions. You know, what's really sad is when you don't know where the drones are coming from, but they're there. It could be from Fox News. You know, they're flying drones all over the place to look at the border. Of course, now, you know, the Mexican Gulf drug cartels and all, they could be flying drones across the border to see where the openings are before they send their coyotes through. Makes sense, doesn't it? In Greece, Igoumenitsa, Greece. This is an area near the border with Albania. A police officer on patrol duty was arrested on drug charges for allegedly using his service car to smuggle marijuana. Cop. Dirty cop. Yep. Suspect was detained in the port town of Igoumenitsa. Yeah. Following a road chase together with an Albanian man found to be riding in the unmarked police vehicle. Search of the car uncovered 225 pounds of pot. Yeah, don't tell me it's only for personal consumption. Yeah, I know. You're thinking, Acapulco gold filters take 403. Man, it's a bad weed. Yep. Said the detained officer ignored his colleague's orders to stop for a search and sped away, only coming to a halt after losing control of his police car and crashing into parked cars. Police also arrested a second officer who'd been on patrol duty with the suspect, but allegedly was found in a coffee shop some 12 miles away. All three suspects face drug-related charges. Of course they will. Well, 225 pounds of pot, really, in a police car. Man, I'm telling you what, there's some interesting stories this morning, huh? And, of course, French President Emmanuel Macron, as long as he's in power, has to keep opening his mouth. He's again threatened Western ground operations in Ukraine might be necessary at some point. We might have to bring troops in. I don't want it. I won't take the initiative, but we will have to have operations on the ground whenever they may be to counter Russian forces. France's strength is we can do it. And, of course, people have been distancing themselves from those comments. Yeah. After the meeting that was recorded on French media, Macron said the three countries of the so-called Weimar Triangle were united in their aim to never let Russia win and to support the Ukrainian people until the end. We're talking about German and Poland. Germany and Poland. Those are the three countries. France, Germany, Poland. They really want to inch toward World War III. And, of course, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Bibi, had to make comments, call out Chucky. You know, I'm talking about Senator Chucky Schumer. Now, why would one, yeah, it's like I said last week, one did one Jew say to another Jew, and then we had Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld on, and boy, that thing went sideways, didn't it? Because you guys are in the loop. You know, and this is the thing, I was talking to the producer after the show, back and forth, and this thing just, when you get these my way or the highway kind of guests that don't want to ask appropriate questions like, okay, out of curiosity, where are you getting your information from? I'm just curious where and just to having a conversation. Now we have to start screaming like Frau Barbizna from Austin Powers, bring in the clouds. Yeah. Yeah, we gotta have that conversation. So it didn't fare well. Unfortunately, the thing is you gotta be open-minded. People that listen to the show have already, I mean, you're already awake. You know what's going on. You're doing your research. I mean, some of you are news junkies. I can call you that. I am one too. So don't, you know, you're among good company. And the thing is that, you know, don't worry about, you know, I mean, if you offend the guest, I'm sorry. They have thin skin. They can't handle it. Instead of having a conversation, they want to get belligerent about it. It's okay. I mean, you called them out. It's appropriate. Unlike what Netanyahu said about Chucky's comments about having new elections in Israel, Bibi slapped back and said, hey, Israeli public does on its own. We're not a banana republic. And, of course, you know, Joe Lieberman. Gee, that sounds Jewish to me. Does it to you? Ha! But I got to tell you these things. You know, you got Schumer, you got Lieberman, and Lieberman's calling Chucky's comment outrageous. And, of course, as far as what Schumer said, the majority of Israelis support our government, according to Bibi. 82% of Americans support Israel instead of Hamas. Now, of course, my comment to that is, because there's always a backstory somewhere, where did Bibi get that 82% figure from? Inquiring minds want to know. I want to know. Yeah. The Democratic Republic of the Congo has lifted a moratorium on the death penalty that had been in place for more than two decades in response to recurring armed conflicts and militant attacks. This, according to the African Nations Ministry of Justice, said the pause in capital punishment since 2003 had guaranteed impunity for offenders. A lot of that has been going on. No offender has been executed in over 20 years, and their sentences are typically commuted to life in prison. And, of course, one member of the National Assembly was sentenced to death on charges including treason and involvement with the M23 rebel movement. But such is life in the Congo. Moving on to You Snooze here at 18 minutes after the hour of 7 Central, Jack Smith. Of course, Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Several former U.S. officials have warned that Special Counsel Smith appears to be struggling in the classified documents case against former President Trump, even after the federal judge of the case denied an attempt to dismiss the charges altogether. The president's attorneys came forward wanting the case thrown out based on unconstitutional vagueness of the charges. Said their arguments relating to the Espionage Act should be made in connection with jury instruction briefing. Okay. So everybody's got their opinion. We'll leave it at that. How about that? We got a bunch of stories to get through today, so, and very little time to do it in. So the J6 committee members. This reminds me of What was that? Is it from South Park? You're in trouble. You're in trouble. Yep. Something like that. The chair of the House subcommittee, this is Barry Loudermilk of Georgia, said that he may refer former members of the J6 committee to the DOJ for prosecution after a report he commissioned found that its members allegedly hid information from the public. All right, question. That is, we stop right there. Benny Thompson, the former chairman, you know, he asked him, you know, all I want you to do is give me the passwords. I don't even know what you're talking about, he said. Well, I think it's coming down to he probably didn't, because now new information we're getting is Liz Cheney ran that committee, according to Loudermilk. They really want to go after Liz. She's a rhino. I don't really think she's ever going to run again. Not with that little professorship thing she's got so she can brainwash our kids with her BS and her rhino BS. Yeah, that's a problem. I would love for Liz to come on the show because I know all of you would call up and read her the riot act, wouldn't you? Just like you read our guest last Friday. We don't like being lied to. And when our government does it, things get crazy. But the question becomes, even if Mr. Loudermilk, this congressman from Georgia, who's trying to make it look like he's doing something prior to the elections, because they have to run every 2 years and this is an even year, where do you think the DOJ is going to go with all that? You really think they're going to prosecute the J6 committee or any members thereof? I don't think so. Andy Looney again. Yep. Sorry, Andy. Yep. New York judge has delayed the Trump trial as defense seeks sanctions and dismissal. This is the case involving Stormy Daniels. Apparently what happened, for those of you not in the know, the trial was adjourned for 30 days, scheduling a March 25th hearing on the possible dismissal of the case, after which he will set a new trial date if necessary. This decision follows a discovery dump because, see, that's either they don't give you anything or they give you everything. And in this case, they dumped 104,000 pages on Trump's attorneys in less than 3 weeks before the trial was going to start. And of course, the judge demanded both parties to supply a detailed timeline of events surrounding the request and ultimate production of those documents by this coming March 21. A motion for discovery sanctions was filed, with defense attorney arguing this violation of discovery rules warrants sanctions, including dismissal. The 104,000 pages they recently received is related to Michael Cohen. Of course, you know he's a liar. He's their key witness. Charging former President Trump with falsifying business documents. They include interviews with Mr. Cohen and what the defense believes is exculpatory evidence. See, they don't want that getting out, just like the DOJ doesn't want what really happened in the J6 committee getting out. While all this was going on, former President Trump had a rally in Dayton, Ohio. That was Saturday over the weekend, with a standing salute to January 6 hostages, while a recording of the Pledge of Allegiance played in the background. Oh, how patriotic. Yep. Of course, on the eve of the third anniversary of the January 6 incident, Attorney General Merrick Garland, really, that's what you think of him, promised to press ahead with more prosecutions to cast the net more widely on January 6th. We're going to keep busting people all the way up until the time Merrick Garland doesn't have a job. So what Trump said is, I'm going to axe every single open border policy of Biden on day one, and I'm going to pardon all those people sitting in jails. Prosecutors have secured over 890 convictions in connection to the J6 incident so far, and they're pressing ahead, coming to get you. Yep, if you were there, they're going to find you. You got a social media page, I want to take it down. That's how they find you. Any social media page you're on, you post your family pictures and they go, oh, that looks like him. Yeah. Then they're at your door with a SWAT team. They're going to come in heavy, that they always do, pointing red dots at your chest. Question is, what are you going to do about it? You came there peacefully. Now they're coming in heavy. You going to respond heavy? You going to wear a flak jacket, you know, one of those bulletproof Kevlar vests? Let them have it. Come to the door dressed as like one of them, like a SWAT member. Yeah, it'd be really amazing that, you know, you slip out the back door dressed just like them. And they think you're one of them with the black ski mask on and everything. And then you start ambushing them when they're not looking. Yeah, it sounds like Steven Seagal stuff, doesn't it? Yeah, I know. Yeah, we can think. We can wish. Marcy Kaptur. Ever heard that name? She's an Ohio congresswoman for the 9th Congressional District. And she's the longest serving woman in either chamber of Congress, believe it or not. And she's running unopposed. Craig Riedel, a former Ohio state legislator endorsed by the House Republican Conference Chair and Rep. Elise Stefanik, before she withdrew her backing over disparaging remarks he made about former President Trump, is one candidate running against State Rep. Derek Marin, a late entry in the race who's endorsed by the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson's also running, as is Steve Lankenau, a former mayor of Napoleon, Ohio. All three candidates had trailed J.R. Majewski in the polls until the Air Force veteran dropped out of the race earlier this month after uttering an inflammatory comment about Special Olympics participants. I wonder if he said retardando. Ooh, not good. You got to be careful. Those little utterances can get you in trouble.
You in trouble.
Oh, my. Supreme Court's going to be hearing arguments in Biden administration's censorship on social media posts. This case is called Murthy versus Missouri, which started when the attorneys general of two states, Missouri and Louisiana, filed suit alleging social media companies like Facebook were blocking access to their platforms or suppressing posts on controversial subjects like commenting about Biden and what a moron he is. And about his mental acuity of office furniture. I mean, we can keep going. The rubber mask he might be wearing, how much drugs he's on, fighting with the teleprompter, trying to rip other people's lines off. There was a social media post on YouTube, as a matter of fact, with Reagan talking to the Coast Guard, and then it shows Biden years later trying to pull the same thing that Reagan did, and he screwed it up. And, of course, nobody clapped, and Biden got into their case about it, like the angry old man he is. Hey, you notice that? And of course, now it looks like 2024 may be a fair fight when it comes to ballot harvesting. And the alternative could be Lara Trump just let the cat out of the bag. The newly elected co-chair of the RNC just announced plans to tap Scott Pressler to lead legal ballot harvesting efforts ahead of the 2020. Oh, the Democrats are way ahead of you, Lara. Yep. Encompasses various measures such as legal ballot harvesting, which Ms. Trump noted as a marked departure from the GOP's past practices. Well, so now you know what they're going to do. Now we got to compete. They're even going to set up a first ever election integrity division, believe it or not. Yeah, okay. So the shift show continues here in America. We'll tell you what the Democrats are doing on the other side of the coin when we come back from these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour here of 7 a.m. Central Time, where we are on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for tuning in. Of course, before we went to break, we were talking about the RNC's first ever election integrity division aimed at addressing such concerns and ensuring a fair electoral process. Gee, I wish they'd have thought about that before the 2020 election. Why now? See, because what's happening on the other side of the coin, Democrat donors are funding $50 million against the Trump campaign. there is a group called Republican Voters Against Trump. And on March 12th, the Republican Accountability PAC announced it was launching a $50 million campaign in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, all swing states. They are donating to this Republican Voters Against Trump. $50 million they're giving them. You see, we have some people out there that are confused, apparently, and want to cause all sorts of an upset. So, you know, apparently they didn't like what Trump did. Trump is, of course, letting his ego run amok and not walking back on what happened with Operation Warp Speed. That's my biggest peeve. I don't know about you. There may be some other things. The economy was much better under Trump, however. I think these people forgot about that. They apparently like all these border crossers, 10 million, maybe more, coming against them in all these cities. Maybe they like it. Maybe that's why. You know, they think it's wonderful. So they don't want Trump in. Anybody but Trump. Well, who else is there? You know, DeSantis dropped out. Scott dropped out. Burgum dropped out. Everybody dropped out. You know, I mean, who are you going to vote for? RFK Jr.? Now, I'd like to get him on the show, but of course, he's too busy for this show. You know, Larry Sharp's about the best we could do. Of course, that's a super PAC. That's not related to RFK Jr. We've only had him on the show once. That was to talk about his book, The Real Anthony Fauci. See, now, when it comes to promoting books, the publicists are all lining up to get on this show. Yep, because we have a lot of readers here. We have a lot of people. Our audience loves to read, which is a good thing because I think our younger generation has lost that, don't you think? And, of course, this Republican Accountability PAC, according to financial records filed with the FEC, it's almost entirely financed by Democratic Party donors who don't want Trump reelected. So what do? You give all that money to other people who don't want Trump in office. Their own people. It's like having a bunch of rhinos. See? I mean, they're out there. And they side with people like Mitt Romney and Mitch McConnell and whoever. They think those people are wonderful because they're rhinos. In other words, they're basically closet Democrats. This is our uniparty system rearing its ugly head again, folks. So what are they going to do with the $50 million? I can tell you. TV ads, streaming, radio billboards, digital media. Yeah, that's where they're going to go. And all these critical swing states. That's what they're going to do. There is a new Florida law out aiming to keep illegal immigrants off roads and deported felons off the streets. Florida lawmakers really outdid themselves now, adopting some of the most restrictive illegal immigration laws in the nation in recent years Governor DeSantis just signed this one. It tightens identification requirements, punishes repeat unlicensed driving with prison terms, and makes being in Florida after being deported a felony. Just so you know. There are penalties for driving without a valid driver's license. I know all you sovereigns out there are going to take issue with it. You get caught the third time, you're going to jail. Mandatory sentence. They want to make sure you're registered. I mean, nothing is sacred anymore. You want to get an international driver's license? It says a valid driver's license. I suppose you could get an international one. That'd be acceptable, except they're going to ask you where you live. And if you live in Florida, they're going to go, why don't you have a Florida driver's license? Now you're walking on eggshells. I don't even know if this law, this House Bill 1449, I don't even know if it's set up to accommodate international driver's licenses, you would think. I mean, a passport and passport card, I've got one, works the same way. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, Nathan Wade, in case you missed this, he was Fannie Willis's lover and co-prosecutor in the Georgia case against Trump. He's quit. And not only that, but Jim Jordan is now notified Fannie Willis, the Fulton County DA, that she could face contempt of Congress proceedings for not complying with a subpoena to produce records related to her office's use of federal funds related to her case against the former president. Yep. All has to do with this whistleblower, this former employee of Fannie Willis, demoted after she warned Fannie Willis about her alleged use of federal grant funds that were supposed to be used as prevention of gang activity, but were instead used for trips and laptops and all sorts of other little goodies. And God only knows what other little secrets are lurking in that brain of hers. Dustin in Michigan, good morning, sir.
You know, the media bias against conservatives and pro-America type people has been going on for a very, very long time. I've got a copy of, it's the first printing of the Herbert Hoover biography. The author is Will Irwin. Now, if you read through that particular book, it becomes obvious what happened with the media. And then I've got some newspaper articles from later on, like in the 40s. And after a while, things started kind of waning as far as people calling Kent Cities Hooverville and all that. You remember all that, I'm sure, from our history that we were taught about this was all caused by Herbert Hoover. However, the guy was extremely smart. He was in some of the first classes at Stanford University. He was an engineer, went all over the world. Countries welcomed the guy because he'd come in there, and several of their technical issues would just go away when he'd go in there and help them out. And there was some groups of people that really didn't want him messing with their power structure, and we didn't get the real history of the situation. So that would be my recommended reading. Normally, I wouldn't have bothered with a book like that, but I came across this book, and it's actually signed by Will Irwin. It's signed by Herbert Hoover, but it's got an extremely rare signature on there of Lou Henry Hoover. That was Mrs. Hoover, the First Lady, and so that got my attention. You know, why is this this person that collected this book? Why are all these signatures on there? So I started reading through it, and I was flabbergasted. And I've seen the same kind of things happen to conservatives. It's the same old playbook. They haven't changed the playbook since the 20s.
Wow. Good overview there. I appreciate that. Will Irwin about Herbert Hoover. And I remember the announcers that used to make the mistakes, and I don't know how they came up with Hubert Heaver, but they did. It was one of those bloopers, one of those radio bloopers out there from way back. Oh, man, you're taking me back in history there, Dustin. I appreciate the history lesson and the review there. Thank you so much for your call. Now, see, I told you, everybody likes to read that listens to this show, and they're so tuned in. So when you get people like last Friday's guests that call in, hey, be prepared. We got a smartest audience on the planet. Yeah, public officials, by the way, may block people, so long as we're talking about social media, on certain situations, especially their constituents. This, according to the Supreme Court, issued a ruling last Friday. Kicked in over the weekend, everybody started reading the opinion. They're going, wow, the court held public officials who post about topics pertaining to their work on their personal social media accounts are acting on behalf of the government. But such officials can be found liable for violating the First Amendment only when they've been properly authorized by the government to communicate on its behalf. The case is important because nowadays public officials routinely reach out to voters through their social media on the same pages where they discuss personal matters related or unrelated to government business. This is like Biden on TikTok. No wonder Congress wants to wipe it out. They don't want Biden communicating with Gen Z and all these other people that think TikTok is so wonderful, especially when it comes to all these so-called challenges. Here, have a Tide Pod. Here, hang yourself in your closet till you pass out. And see, if you do that when you're alone, the chances are when you pass out, you'll continue to hang there. And you'll end up like Robin Williams. Man, I'm telling you. And you want to talk about insider trading? Boeing overwrote camera footage of the work done on the MAX jet door that blew out in one of the Alaska Airlines MAX jet in January. And of course, because of the fact they overwrote the camera footage, they can't identify the employee who worked on it. They deleted the footage, according to NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy. Said it's unclear who performed the work to open, reinstall, and close the door plug. Can't even find any records documenting the work. More suspiciously, it was also revealed last week, Congressman William R. Keating, Democrat, Massachusetts, sold somewhere between 1,000 and 1,000 and 15,000 worth of Boeing shares on February 28th. Timing of the sale of Keating's stock similarly appears to coincide with Fed Governor Raphael Bostic selling off massive S&P futures the day before the DOJ announced it was criminally investigating Boeing. Boeing stock, of course, tumbled at about 11% at that time. Wow. Gee. Talk about insider trading, huh? Nah, not them. Now, they bust Martha Stewart, but no, not them. Adding to the conspiracy behind the goings-on at Boeing is the alleged suicide death of Boeing whistleblower John Barnett, a 32-year veteran Boeing employee after alleging serious safety concerns at the North Charleston, South Carolina plant in a lawsuit against Boeing. Now, all of a sudden, the guy just, well, worst case of suicide I ever saw. Uh-huh. I know you conspiracy theory folk out there are thinking, oh, they murdered him, they whacked him, this is another Silkwood. Yeah, this is another Silkwood. I hear it in the background. It's okay. Yeah, you're entitled to think that. Think anything you want. Biden is going to sign an executive order aimed at expanding research and improving government initiatives on women's health, a move that'll coincide with the White House Women's History Month reception. See, they always got to be kissing somebody's butt, right? Yep, the president's executive order will ensure women's health is integrated and prioritized across federal research portfolio and budget. The Initiative on Women's Health Research is what it's called. It's going to announce more than 20 actions from federal agencies outlining the ways they'll prioritize research on women's health. Gee, what are they going to refer to them as now? Birthing parents? How's that going to work? Apparently, the First Lady in February announced $100 million in federal funding for research and development into women's health through the Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health, or ARPA-H. Gee, I wonder what that means. How many more Aryan Nation kids we can have? We're in the minority now, don't you think? I mean, they allow another 10 million illegal immigrants come into this country. We will definitely be a minority. And they sit there and they look at us and say, white privilege, seriously? Wow. You know, we're all supposed to get along because Jesus loves everybody. Remember that? Red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Remember that? All supposed to get along. We're supposed to repent. Yep, we're supposed to get in God's good grace because we just never know when things will start happening of a serious consequence. We should ask Donald Jeffries that when he comes in the hour. Top of the hour. Social Security checks may be larger next year, according to an analyst. Of course, what does she know? Mary Johnson is a policy analyst with the Senior Citizens League, telling CNBC it's going to change multiple times since the cost of living average is based on the average inflation of the third quarter of the year against the previous year. And you're going, what? She said it's an ongoing struggle for seniors and retired people trying to keep up with these costs. It's like being stuck in the mud. They're spinning their wheels. Every time somebody thinks they got all their bills settled, they get a small raise and a new COLA, cost of living adjustment. There's always some new healthcare disaster right around the corner, or the rent goes up by more than the amount of the COLA. Yeah. You see how that is when you got inflation like this? Your plan goes up, goes down, just cyclical. And of course, your Social Security checks, what are you going to get? Not even a 2% increase? Wow. A lot of assumptions here because the government controls this type of volunteerism in the economy. Just remember, what the state giveth, the state can taketh away. And of course, the IRS has to come out. Yeah, April 15th is quick approaching here. They warned in a March 15th notice businesses that were misled by predatory promoters into filing improper employee retention credit claims have until March 22nd to take action to fix the problem. Otherwise, IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel and his armed agents are coming after you. Yep. They're saying audits and criminal probes, more activities planned in the future. In the health category, Power Hour J and producer Catherine are picking up the long-run tradition at the Power Mall for weekly fasting. They'll be fasting every Monday and Wednesday and welcome any listeners to participate in one or two days of the fast if they'd like. Some of you may remember Joyce sharing your favorite no-chicken chicken broth recipe to help during fast, and we'll share that recipe and more in the Power Forum, where we are going to create a fasting board for those of you who want to share. People relying on diets and refined grains are more likely to suffer stroke. A regular B-complex vitamin could help. We have that at the Power Mall. It's called Vitamin B-complex plus Vitamin C Renatured. An epidemiological study in China has revealed women eating a high glycemic load diet, one rich in refined grains, are more likely to suffer a stroke. Study included data, 64,000 women they studied between 40 and 70 years of age. The volunteers filled out a detailed dietary questionnaire at the start of the study and were followed up for 10 to 12 years. This is what they came up with. The EPA has also finalized a rule to slash emissions of cancer-causing chemicals used in medical sterilization. Now, I'm not talking about chemical castration here. I'm talking about like fumigating agents for spices, this ethylene oxide. Yeah. It's a chemical intermediate in the manufacturing of ethylene glycol or antifreeze, textiles, detergents, medicine, adhesives. It's also used to sanitize medical and surgical equipment and plastic devices that cannot be sterilized by steam. It's a fumigating agent for spices, just so you know. They're talking about slashing emissions of this. In the science and technology area, equating lab-grown meat with animal meat is kooky thinking, according to the Alliance for Natural Health. It's one of the reasons why we partnered with Prepper Beef, for those of you who want the good stuff. Laws addressing the use of the word meat have been passed in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, and Wyoming. Some have banned cell-cultured plant-based or insect-based food products from being labeled as meat. It's not meat. No meat for school kids either. Mike Rounds of South Dakota and John Tester of Vermont have introduced the School Lunch Integrity Act. Oh, now there you go. I feel so much better. Yeah, they want to make sure that no cell-cultivated product has been put out by the USDA. They argue there's insufficient proof the lab-grown meat is safe. Well, duh. Mike in Indiana, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hey, do you ever put a pair of ice skates on?
I have in the past, yes. I don't know that I want to do that right now.
You ought to come by South Bend. You should use them today. It's a skating rink out here.
Oh, no kidding. Wow, you got ice on the roads?
Oh, yeah. Well, I live in Lake County, which is about 30 miles west of South Bend where I live. And, well, South Bend is a snow belt area. And, oh, my God, this bridge is... We had to stop. They stopped us. I just got past it. We were trying to get up over on this bridge. I'm going barely 1 mile an hour, and all of a sudden my tractor and trailer decided to kind of tractor go one way. Trailer wanted to go the other way.
Not good.
Nah, it's a thing, you know, but, hey, you know how they're trying to get age limits on people in office and stuff. They should have a certain age limit that you can only vote. You know, the younger generation, you know, I'd say from 18 to 40 years old is the only ones should vote, because at least they're of sound mind and know, and the younger people would figure out that some of these people need to not be in office anymore.
Yeah, you don't think that the elderly population and a lot of people that listen to this show that are up in years that do their homework and do their studying and research, you don't think they know who to vote for? I mean, see, this is the Uniparty. Mike, it's a Uniparty system. Gosh, you know, I wish I could carry on this conversation, but there's the music, Mike. We are at the break. Doggone it. You know, here I was going to get into what was going on with these severe storms bringing heavy snow to the Rockies and baseball-sized hail to the Midwest. Wow. Geoengineering Watch has a new article out, number 449. Boy, Dane Wigington's all over it. We'll try to hook up with Donald Jeffries after the break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.